animal rights protesters in Nottingham have found themselves the target of police repression with a campaign against the sale of foie gras in the city. On the evening of Friday the 14th of December, campaigners were told that they could not use a megaphone, with the police citing Section 14 of the Public Order Act 1986 as their basis for the prohibition. The response is indicative of a national trend towards increasingly repressive policing of animal rights protests, and a wider erosion of the freedom to protest, often in the name of public order. Nottingham Animal Rights were protesting against the cruelty of foie gras outside the last few restaurants in Nottingham to continue to offer the food product. Foie gras is a pâté made from the livers of geese or ducks, who are force-fed in order to cause their livers to become diseased and swell up to 10 times their natural size. The practice is so barbaric that it has been banned in the UK and most of mainland Europe. However, the sale of imports is still legal. Nottinghamshire Police, in consultation with one of the restaurants targeted by the demonstrations, attempted to suppress the December 14th protest using Section 14 of the Public Order Act to impose various conditions on the assembly. Officers on the scene asserted a ban on the use of megaphones and eventually told the protesters they would need to move and could only continue their protest at a distance from the restaurant where they were unable to inform diners about the issue. Under Section 14 of the Public Order Act 1986, police have the powers to impose conditions as to the time, place and duration of a public assembly involving 2 persons or more. Until 2003, this power could only be used where the protest involved 20 persons or more, but following intensive lobbying by the pharmaceutical industry and the police, this figure was reduced to just 2. In order to justify the imposition of conditions, the police need to have reasonable suspicion that the assembly is likely to cause serious disruption to the community, serious criminal damage, serious public disorder, or that the purpose of the protest is intimidation with a view to the coercion of others. A government review of public order law stated that the coercion condition could be used where pickets deliberately obstruct the passage of those going to work, or in other ways obstruct the free movement of people or vehicles. The White Paper also stated that conditions should not be imposed which effectively amount to the banning of an assembly. However, some police forces have imposed conditions preventing people from expressing their views to the public, effectively amounting to a ban on protest. Such conditions have been upheld by arrests in Oxfordshire, Gloucestershire and Hertfordshire, but directions under Section 14 have also been successfully challenged in court and found to be unlawful. Only a few outlets in Nottingham still sell foie gras, including Merchants, part of the Lace Market Hotel, French Living on King Street and Alea, a casino on Upper Parliament Street. Brought to you by Nottingham Indie Media.